3, Out of Bounds. William Quaggan, Miss Kelly Graham. Like, we're live in a Priority One security studios today. I'm not that worried about... Honestly, I'm not worried about KJ Henry's recruiting. I'm going to wait till something actually happens rather than him. Basically, what he told everyone pursuing him is, if you hire my dad, it's not going to hurt you. But he didn't say that's where his loyalty is going or anything like that. We'll know. We'll know if his dad gets hired. And like a texter said, he's not going to be hired in the next 8 days. So the early signing period, you got 10 days, whatever it is. We can sign from the 20th to the 22nd or whatever.
This tweet sums up exactly how I feel about this, okay? It is from our friend on Twitter, at Taj Boyd's Helmet, who's a good tweeter.
Good tweeter.
He or she. They say, call me a stick in the mud, but the leverage these recruits think they can throw around now is so stupid. You're a kid going to college, not the mafia. That's exactly how I feel. Like, are we at the point now where you can leverage your talents as a 17-year-old to get your parents' jobs?
Somebody's telling these kids that. Somebody's 100% telling these kids that. You know why? Because some people do it.
And yeah, it's not a brand new thing. I mean, this has happened.
LeVar Ball just moved his kids to like the outskirts of the
USSR.
Like what are we doing?
Eastern Europe. The Eastern Bloc.
Because he ran out of leverage. He tried to leverage as much as he could.
All I'm saying is, LeVar, stay away from any sort of Russian officials that try to, you know, get you into these doping charges, because that's the last thing you need with these young ballers.
I'm just glad that Dabo's down out here hiring everybody's dad on staff.
Me too.
You know, more recruiting sons than hiring dads.
Yeah, there's a lot of recruiting sons.
This hour is brought to you by Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop's the best place to go do Christmas shopping. A lot of my Christmas shopping gets done there. True story. My niece probably going to get some from Tiger Sports Shop. I might go today. I might just go ahead and wrap it up. Lock it up. Tiger Sports Shop, 2 locations. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Everything for the Clemson fan, by the Clemson fan. It's a great culture. It's a family atmosphere there. Julie Ibrahim does a wonderful job extending the legacy and growing the brand. Again, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. It's Tiger Sports Shop.
Hey, you lock it up.
You lock it up. William's up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines.
Roy.
I know. Let's go to William and then my Frank Martin taking the bowl predictions. What's up, William?
Hey, Quap. Hey, Quap. Hey, Kelly. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm good. This KJ, am I saying it right? KJ Green, is that the recruit you're talking about?
Henry is the KJ Henry. He's a 5-star defensive
end. KJ Henry.
Yes.
I apologize. I thought, anyway, here's the thing. He shot himself in the foot. He can't be too bright. One thing, getting going on out and saying that to the media about what he wanted for his dad. And number two, a good school cannot hire his dad with all these NCAA, you know, all his crap with violations and all. You know, it would probably stir an investigation if they did hire him. You know how everything's getting nowadays. So he's pretty much, you know, I'm sure he's going to get recruited by somebody, but that didn't help him at all. That's just my opinion. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't need to say that publicly. I agree with you. You keep that private and you let it happen behind the scenes.
That's something you do in the living room when you got mom and dad beside you. Whatever. You don't do it with the media. Anyway, you guys, y'all got a hell of a show, and I enjoy it. And y'all have a good day.
Thanks very much, William. We appreciate it. You know, I do feel like that's something that's broached a lot. Like, how do they? Anybody wonder how these conversations started with Adidas? You know, the Adidas stuff with basketball?
Briefcases full of money.
I mean, it starts with a little, like, you know, am I going to go to your school if you pay me 50 grand because, you know, our family lives in a shack? Well, maybe not, but it's not going to hurt you. I mean, there are stories we get told all the time about conversations, wink-nod agreements, about places trying to induce people. What's the word? Like, without asking? What is that? Unprovoked? Unsolicited? That's the word. Unsolicited payments, inducements, enticements, trying to get people. It's like the guy that was pulled out of class at Louisville and put in a room with the escort, lady of the night. He refused, and she said, have a great day, and walked out.
You always find a way to bring up Louisville.
I just want to say. I mean, that's what when, like, the kid didn't ask for it. The kid didn't ask for it. He was given. So these schools sometimes bring it up, but the families also will bring it up sometimes.
How do you that find wasn't a even way that bad. To do this every
that
time?
That is the most tasteful Louisville
there
reference I've ever made on this
program. There are mothers picking up their children. It's 2:10.
There are. Kids aren't in the car yet. There are two. That is the most tasteful Louisville reference I've ever made on this show, and that is a fact.
Arguably, yes. Sadly,
that is a
yes.
Fact that regarding recruiting, when you employ Bobby Petrino and Rick Pitino for a time, RIP, and it changes everything. The Frank Martin stuff. I want to go back to this. The Frank Martin stuff.
Did you see, real quick,
yeah.
Rick Pitino was selling his $27 million mansion?
Are you kidding me? Who's buying that?
What does this man do for a living? He coaches amateur athletes, and he has a $27 million mansion in Florida.
And did you see that, like, he wants, like, his attorney is suing
because
he wants that $40-whatever million buyout.
He wants all the millions from Louisville.
He's saying it's not with cause.
Back to Frank Martin.
Yeah, because he wants to, I guess he's going to buy back his, if he wins the settlement, he's going to buy back the mansion.
Oh, good. I wouldn't want him to be homeless.
Right. Yeah, he's hoofing it in Motel 6s across the state of Kentucky, going back up to the Northeast. What is like...
He's now working as a consultant, you know?
Riding around in a Passat or something, like a Prius, some hybrid car, some electric vehicle or something.
A black town
the
car.
Guy can't, the guy can't do it.
A Tesla.
Oh, man. Does
a
he,
Tesla.
Does
a
he,
Tesla.
He's definitely driving a black SUV, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Wherever he's going.
A Tahoe.
He's driving a black SUV.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
like the ninth person that gets out of the car. Like, everybody else is wearing wearing body armor. He's the ninth one that gets out of the car. He gets out from, like, the middle. He has to crawl over every seat.
Decked out in Adidas sweat gear. Like, right, like a whole sweatsuit.
Basically, every time he has to stop, like, at a rest stop or something, it looks like when Jimbo Fisher got off the plane. Like, that. That's how I see Rick Pitino traveling wherever he's
going.
So
he's greeted like he's a dictator of a small nation?
You know that's right. You know that's right. It's like the opposite. Like if Pitino was walking toward the plane, or if Fisher was walking toward the plane. Oh, mercy. Anyway, back to Frank Martin for a second.
What did Frank Martin say?
Barney Sanders. You saw this story. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Frank Martin going off on South Carolina fans. Really multiple times he's talked to the South Carolina fans about... just about the nature of the fan support this year. Frank Martin has had a little bit of mixed messaging, and he's had to walk back some of this stuff. He's had to walk back some of these comments because he ripped the marketing department. And he said the marketing director was great. He talked to the fans about not showing up, and then he then kind of backtracked on that.
Can you imagine being that poor marketing director?
I mean, here's some of the things that he said, okay? This is what he said in the marketing department. And this quote. It would be nice if our marketing department helped us to get people in seats. It's a little disappointing to continue to play after the two winningest years in the history of the school in a building with 4,000 to 5,000 people. It's embarrassing. And then less than a day later, he said, quote, we've sold more season tickets than any point in the history of our school. I need our fans to come help my guys out. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not being critical. Our fans are incredible. They love the school unlike anything I've ever been around. Let me make the point even a little clearer. Not only do you help the guys in the locker room right now, not only do we continue to build what we've been fighting to build, I think our guys deserve support after what we've done for the last 5 years, but here's another part. I'm in the middle of some dogfights in recruiting with some schools that sell out their building every time they play. That's true. I don't want to lose that recruiting battle because when our game's on TV and you see a lot of seats and not a lot of people. Close quote. If you look, well, first of all, your thoughts on him going after the marketing department and trying to get people in seats and wondering why people aren't coming to, and we could go to a number of quotes, but basically that's the idea.
Look, December 9th game against Coastal was Star Wars Day
at
Colonial Life Arena.
True.
That sounds like marketing. Am I wrong?
It was well marketed. I watched the game on SEC Network, a lot of it, and they showed Star Wars people for days.
Look, I don't think you can blame the marketing department for your fans not showing up. And you and I both, we both have similar views on this, and I don't want to steal your thunder because I think you're going to make a good point, but if he expects his team to sell out Colonial Life every night, that is not realistic. As much as a lot of Carolina people at this time want to claim Carolina is a basketball school, it's not in terms of what the fan base cares about the most. it's just not going to happen.
Right.
You're not going to sell out. That's a big arena as well, Colonial Life.
It is a big arena, a multi-venue or a multi-purpose venue. Right.
You're not going to sell out a noon game against Coastal. I mean, that's not going to happen.
This is, see, and that's the common sense thing. What he's basically saying is there are people who bought tickets who didn't show up. Like the announced attendance and the actual attendance, the numbers are way different. People who bought tickets didn't come. What he's asking other places where he's sort of had time to flesh out his opinion is that the people who, like the season ticket holders who have the tickets in their hands and don't show up need to show up for these games. Students who have access to the game need to show up for these games, which is harder because it's not right on campus. It's not Little John. That venue, Colonial Life.
Yeah, but
it's,
I mean,
like in downtown.
It's walkable.
It's close. Yeah, it's close.
You can get there. Take an Uber.
So, I'm asking myself why. Why is Frank Martin doing this now? And I would even go back, and some of this is fair and some of this is unfair, but I'm drawing some conclusions here and just trying to get inside his head a little bit. So you're going to have to bear with me just for a moment. Some of this is unfair.
Well, and we did just see him in the airport, I feel like we're on level.
Hey, guys, how are you? Everybody's like half asleep, half dead.
It was 2:45 in the morning, but we did see him in cross pass.
Hey, guys, how are you? Was that pretty good, Frank Martin?
That was good.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's what startled me.
I was half asleep.
Like
I don't
that?
Really remember.
Right.
So it's all a blur.
So Martin is complaining about attendance. Meanwhile, he's also complaining about his team. He's upset with his team. I heard Brad and Ben talking about this earlier this week, and it must have been yesterday because it was this week. He's upset with the way his team's playing. The team's not playing. I mean, Brad Brownell said it's a tough defensive team, and it has been. But the last couple games, they really haven't been. They got smacked around by Temple, you know, a week or so ago. They got smacked around a little bit by Coastal. Wasn't the best or toughest or most physical performance there against Coastal, where I think Coastal would have tied the game, and I think they would have lost in overtime probably, but I don't know. I still don't know why the guard, I guess he was a transfer from Carolina, so maybe want to be hero. He pulls up for a three on the break to win a game instead of going to the rim. It was wide open for him. Anyway, why now for Frank Martin? Why would you do this now? And the answer is very simple. Last year, remember, we made the comment, you can clap and cheer and applaud and be appreciative for that Frank Martin South Carolina team getting to the Final Four. But we asked the question in the aftermath, is this a Final Four program?
The bottom line is you're still clapping and applauding in a football jersey.
That is correct.
Right?
That is correct. There is a legitimate chance that Frank Martin coaches his butt off for the next 50 years and never achieves that level of success or even close to it ever again at South Carolina. I think Frank Martin is a very good coach and developer talent and loves his kids to death. And I have a great amount of respect for him in the game. I would play for him. I think he's a tremendous person. I really do. But it does beg the question. If there is and what we're seeing now in terms of the attendance number, they're basically the same as they were last year in the same point in the calendar. Now, maybe we'll see a little bit of a trend upward once you hit conference play. But ultimately, the attendance is about the same. A few hundred here or there, up and down for some of these games. I looked at the comparison. Games around the same time or against the same opponent. You're looking at similar crowds, at least in terms of announced attendance. If South Carolina, under Frank Martin, can't parlay this best part in maybe their history of their program, the best season they've had in decades, if they can't parlay that into a tangible uptick, into a rideable wave for their program, then will it ever happen? And that's where you got to wonder. Frank Martin is sitting there without P.J. Dozier from last year's team, without Cindarius Thornwell from last year's team, and knowing full well what the landscape of high school basketball in the state of South Carolina is, that you're not necessarily going to have that opportunity ever again.
I don't care if you're Kansas. It is so hard to make Final Fours. We've talked about how Bill Self struggles to make Final Fours.
Bingo, yes.
Making a Final Four is so difficult, especially in college basketball, when you have to, in many ways, capture lightning in a bottle every March. So this idea that now which I don't think this is true, but your point that they've tasted maybe all the success they ever will, It's possible that's true, mainly just because it is so hard to make a Final Four.
And if you can't get some legitimate buy-in from people who weren't already buying into your program, if you're seeing numbers that are basically the same, if you're seeing crowds that are basically the same, and you look at your roster and it's not what it was, and Sedarius Thornwell doesn't go to high school right over there, and P.J. Dozier doesn't go to high school right over there, and oh, by the way, the assistant who is now at Oklahoma State that was implicated in the Adidas probe into your school who helped get Sedarius Thornwell and P.J. Dozier there in the first place isn't there. He's not sitting around the corner from your office either. Not saying, just saying. Cards on the table. When he's recruiting for you, you seem to get a higher caliber athlete than some of the other guys you brought in after him. Just saying. Not saying, just saying. When all that is true, and you know that, and you know now because, look, you can't live in the gray as much as you once did. As Ben Milstead is like throwing snacks at Kelly. I'm trying to make a serious point, and she's just catching popcorn. Like bags of snacks. We'll get more of that in a second. When you're Frank Martin and you see that, then you have to wonder. You have to wonder. Will I ever be able to build a program that supports me? Will I ever be able to broaden the base of support at my school? And that's what I will say in a cautionary tale to Clemson and South Carolina fans. One of the reasons that Oliver Pennell left Clemson, among many reasons that have been bandied about, and I don't think it was just one of the people will pigeonhole as just this or just that, I think it was a number of things. One of the reasons was that he didn't see support commiserate with the success of the program. He kept getting Clemson to the NCAA tournament, and attendance peaked for a time, and then it went a little bit down. There wasn't continual growth or sustained growth. If a coach achieves what he perceives to be a great accomplishment at his school and fans don't broadly support the program, then that coach will leave. And I'm not sure with Ray Tanner in charge that Frank Martin's going to fall into South Carolina's lap like he did the first time. South Carolina can't afford to lose Frank Martin to another school that's presumably greener pasture. You can't have it. You're not going to replace Frank Martin with a better head coach.
I think these are all valid points.
Okay.
I agree. Do you think, you know how we always say, people can change, right?
Yes.
Do you think schools can change in terms of once a football school, always a football school?
Oh, I think they could change.
Once 100%. A basketball school, always a basketball school. Can they really change?
I think schools, but it takes a long time. And I think there are
pockets that are true.
Give
me one that's changed. I'm just curious.
Florida?
Has changed from what?
Florida was terrible at football. Terrible. Until Spurrier got there.
No. I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about what your fan base loves. That's
in
what
the,
I mean.
In the 90s and late 80s, like the end of the Danny Ford era, there are people that will say, particularly in the 90s, that Clemson was a basketball school.
Yes. I hear that.
Late 2000s, but it was more fun for students to go to basketball games than football games.
At that
in the late
time,
2000s.
Though, if you had asked your average student, would you rather us win 10 games in football or win 20 games in basketball, what would they have said?
I think they probably would have said 10 wins in football.
That's the thing. I don't know. That's my point. I mean, I'm just posing the question. Can you change the DNA of a fan base? Because for me, with South Carolina, one of the main issues is that they will never be a basketball school because their fan base loves football. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what's inherently in their DNA.
That's a problem for South Carolina because in the history of their school, they'd be hard-pressed to find a period of time where football is better than basketball.
And I'm not trying to, it's not necessarily a critique, Kwok, because there are so many fan bases that are like this.
Right.
Either basketball or football.
South Carolina should be a basketball school. Based on the history and what they've achieved, they should be a basketball school. And maybe their fans need to change their own DNA.
Isn't part of the reason why when Duke had a couple good years in football, still no one cared? Because they are inherently a basketball school. You would rather, if someone asked you, would you rather make the Sweet 16 in basketball or win the Chick-fil-A Bowl in football at Duke? The answer is going to be the same for every single person.
But, and now we got to go to break. If Duke had been a football school for 100 years and Coach K's coaching there for 20 years, ultimately, if your fans care about football, they care about football unless they're willing to care about basketball.
Yeah.
To me, South Carolina fans, based on what sport has been more successful at their school, they should be a basketball school. They should.
Yes, but I think when you look at these fan bases and look at 100-year histories, I mean, these we're talking over 100 years. Some of these schools, I think most of them, are so ingrained, either football or basketball, in terms of what their fan bases truly care about, that I don't know
they
if
must
you can
wanna
change.
Suck. They must want to suck or feel like they suck.
I really don't mean this as a critique of South Carolina. I mean this as an actual question.
As a critique.
Can you change?
If I'm better at basketball, I'm not playing baseball.
I'm going to try to think of a program during the break that has
just
changed.
Saying. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds. We'll talk bold predictions when we return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You found your dream home, and now it's time to find mortgage financing. It can be a daunting task. Just what do you look for? How about a Clemson grad born and raised in the upstate that knows the area and offers personalized mortgage experience? Start with Zeke Godfrey at Hanover Mortgage Company. With his 15-plus years in the mortgage industry, Zeke will make your home buying experience a breeze. Let Zeke guide you through the mortgage process smoothly and help get you in that dream home quickly. Call Zeke at Hanover Mortgage today, 864-516-1376.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
Hi, guys. This is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at LocalQ.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at LocalQ.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Hey, everybody. Have you heard the news? Diamonds & Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds & Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
New management, new attitude. Two great reasons to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Kia of Anderson. During the Kia Light Up the Holiday sales event at Kia of Anderson, you could ride home in a new 2017 Kia Soul. Just $189 a month. The 2017 Kia Soul is the J.D. Power & Associates' highest-rated compact multi-purpose vehicle 3 years running. Whether it's a new 2017 or 2018 Kia or a certified pre-owned vehicle, discover the new Kia of Anderson at the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales Event. New management, new attitude, Kia of Anderson. Highway 76 in Pendleton, between Anderson and Clemson. Kia of Anderson, the power to surprise.
Sold must have J.D. Power's IQ Accolade to qualify with approved credit. 36-month lease with $19.99 down, due at signing. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high, the valley is low, and you're confused on which way to go. So I've come here to give you a hand and lead you into the promised land. So come on and take a breath.
Well, this is interesting. Hey, we've had a fun back and forth here. Here's what I'll kind of land on. You can be interested in what you are, who you are. And maybe that's the thing about football, that South Carolina fans are football fans because they have been for 100 years, just like North Carolina Duke fans are going to love basketball. Like, a lot of it is high school programs care about it, college programs care about it, like who your pro teams are.
I mean, a lot of it's just kind of the culture of South Carolina as a state versus the culture of North Carolina.
Right.
It's just how people are raised. You love football, you love basketball.
Could you imagine if Duke wasn't, like, just didn't care about basketball?
No, I don't imagine a world where that exists.
See, at this point, you can only add, like, you can't change who you are. Like, I get this text on my personal text line. It says Clemson was never, ever a basketball school.
Right, that's my question. Can you change?
Well, that's what he said. In the 90s, we were a football school that was more successful in basketball, where everyone enjoyed the basketball success, but still we were a football school.
Yeah, exactly.
So if football's good, you're going to support football, and if you have limited resources, go into football first, and that's not changing. My point is, even if you're a football school, you can appreciate the success of basketball and realize that if you don't support the program, the coach is walking. Like, he's walking out. If you support it the way you would support a 10-18 or 12-whatever, or even an NIT program, if you support that program after they make the Final Four the same way, that coach is out of there, 100%. That's Frank. I think that's what is kind of informing Frank Martin's comments, and I think that's why some of it's a cautionary tale. If you're a South Carolina fan in the month of December, go and watch that team play. If you're a Clemson fan, you got the best start in 9 years, 8-1. You got a couple of home games now after Florida with South Carolina and Lafayette, who's a very good team in the mid-major level. Go watch this team play. Don't wait till January to watch it. Show that you care before.
Don't wait till Duke comes to Little John before you go to Little John.
Right. Don't let the Duke fans make up half the crowd. Like, that's what I'm saying. Don't let Kentucky fans make up half the crowd in Colonial. Like,
yeah.
Show that you care about your programs or your coaches are walking.
I still can't get over the amount of mellow jerseys I saw in Little John last year when Clemson played Syracuse. Still can't get over it. But I think one factor in this, and I think people are going to laugh at me for this, and that's fine. But I know you agree with me that's a legitimate factor. Is the Dawn Staley factor and the women's basketball factor.
Yeah.
Because Dawn Staley has an established product. I mean, they are elite. They just won the national championship. And
they weren't showing up for her before she built it. She built it first and then they came.
And they show up now. It's unbelievable. But, I mean, maybe there's only so much basketball that one fan base can sustain or support. I don't know.
Maybe so. There's a lot of games. Like, if you're trying to support both programs and go to every game, there's a lot. Trust me. A lot of games there.
And you know what you're getting when you go watch the women's team. I think to a certain extent, with especially this year's men's team for South Carolina, you don't really know what you're getting.
You don't know any players.
Sylvan, you lost everybody.
Thornwell and Dozier. I mean, you know them.
For example, you know that the Carolina men's Final Four run last year was lightning in the bottle.
Yes.
The Carolina women's Final Four last year was business as usual.
Right. That's what they do. Just like Clemson going to the... I have often said that I'd rather be a championship program than win a championship. Like Auburn. If you look at Auburn's program, I would not want to be an Auburn football fan that wins a championship every decade or so and also goes 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather work to get where Clemson is right now.
There are some examples that people are throwing at us on the text line and Twitter and all that of schools that maybe have changed or are both in terms of basketball and football schools, maybe had periods of time where they became a basketball school. An example is Arkansas, right back in the Nolan Richardson days and all that. But the more I think about it, Kwok, the more I really believe that you really can't change your fan base in terms of what you love, your first love as a fan base.
It's ingrained.
I think it's ingrained.
Let's go to Tiger Lee on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, Lee?
Hey, guys. What's up? Quickly on the KJ Henry issue. First, I'm not going to disparage the kid because, you know, at the end of the day, he's still a kid. But I just think the situation throws up red flags everywhere. Not only that, it sets a bad precedent. And with the culture that's been established here at Clemson, you know, he's a potentially great talent, but I wouldn't touch that situation with 10-foot pole.
You know, it's interesting, Lee, that you bring that up, and I appreciate the phone call. I think maybe we can overreact to, and I'm not saying Lee is, but I think that's a danger there to say this kid's damaged goods or he's, you know, he's got the wrong mentality. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Because you can say this all day long and answer to a report or whatever. That's fine. Until this happens, I'm going to withhold some judgment. Because I don't think if this was imminent, that Clemson would be in on this guy. Honestly.
Yeah, I agree. And to me, I think initially the quote just took me back because it's just so brash. I mean, it's so blunt, you know? But to say that he's a terrible kid because of that quote is a little much.
Right. Is it time for our bold predictions?
Is it?
Our bold predictions today are brought to you by Pajamagram. Guys, we know lounging is living. I love to lounge, get some sweatpants, get a nice sweatshirt, nice blanket, like for real. Sometimes, like, I get after with lounging. I don't know anybody that lounges better than, like, my sisters, my mom, like, people like that. Kelly Gramlich knows how to lounge. You know how to lounge.
I can lounge.
All right. And you know what you wear oftentimes sets the mood for that. How about the new Living It Lounge set exclusively from Pajamagram.com? That's Pajamagram.com. Super soft fabric plus pajamas. It's a whole new world of relaxation at your fingertips. With a comfy hood and lightweight feel, she'll stay warm but never too hot. She'll live in it, lounge in it, and love it. Visit Pajamagram.com this Christmas. And listen, guys, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed as well. So go to the website, pajamagram.com, or call 1-800-GET-PJ's. That's 1-800-GET-PJ's, and tell them Quawk sent you. Some of the best bold predictions, Kelly. Best as in best, and then best as in most hilarious, because they were so awful, coming your way. You have gone through and sifted through all of these.
I have.
And do you have ours?
With a fine-tooth comb.
Because I think I wrote horrible things about you on the page in my notepad where I had that because you tried to ruin my life that day.
Well, I have my bold predictions written down in my notebook. Do you have yours? I remember telling you that none of yours were bold.
Oh, really?
And the listeners really? Agreed,
I'm shocked.
Though.
I'm shocked.
The listeners agreed.
Sorry, I didn't know that I had to say North Carolina was winning one game, and that was a bold prediction.
Let's start with ours.
Okay.
Okay, so shall I begin?
Go for it.
All right, I had three bold predictions. The first one was the ACC champion will have two losses, and that is just not true.
Right, that's wrong.
So that was definitely wrong. Not a check mark there. But, I mean, I thought that the Atlantic was going to kind of beat each other up, mainly because I thought Louisville and Florida State were going to be better.
Yeah.
So that was my reasoning behind that.
Yeah, the assumption that Florida State was going to be...
And I picked Miami to win the Coastal, but I didn't think they'd do it with one loss.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. So I figured maybe like a 9-3, that kind of a deal. Which you might make the argument that Miami felt more like a 9-3 team this year. They didn't win in 11 games.
All right, what was your first one?
I don't know.
You don't have them?
No, I told you. I like ripped it out. I ripped out the page because I was so angry. I told you. So I'm
like
trying to think of it.
You burned it?
I don't know. You just said, oh, Quawk, that's not bold enough.
Wow.
You need to predict that a player dies on the field this year. It's not bold enough. That's what I remember. So
I did not realize
North
that
Carolina
I drove
was the
you
only
this
one that
far
I remember. I can't
off
remember the other
edge.
One. I can't remember the other one.
What was your North Carolina one?
That they wouldn't make a bowl game, yeah. The over-under was 7. The over-under was 7. Cha-ching.
There you go.
Got it. Not bold enough. 1-0.
Quark is just a mess today. I don't know what's going on. Okay, my second bold prediction, and I was so close on this one too. My second bold prediction was Auburn will win the SEC, not Alabama.
I said LSU was my sleeper team in the SEC. And then they lost to Troy. And
they were asleep.
They won 9 games.
They slept on Troy.
They were all right. Hey, they only won one fewer game than Auburn did.
I know. And they beat Auburn.
They did.
Anyway, I mean, half of this prediction was correct in that Bama did not win the SEC, but Auburn did not win it either.
Right. Auburn did win the division, I think that was more the nature of it, that
yes,
it wasn't Bama. So,
because I didn't think anyone from the East could win it. You know what's terrible? Looking back on it, look back at it, I predicted Auburn would win the Iron Bowl, but I didn't pick them to win it in the Pick'em contest. The week of.
Wow.
How terrible is
that's,
that?
That's pretty bad. That seems inconsistent right there.
That's just atrocious. That I don't, seems I like... I can't answer for that. That's terrible.
That seems like Rick Pitino logic right there.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Anyway, my third prediction was spot on.
Oh, yeah. This one, you rocked it.
I'm going to give myself a preemptive and then maybe a few later because I am so proud of this one. My third prediction was two conferences will be left out of the playoff. And that happened.
That did happen. Well done, by the way. That was an exceptional and you even got the conference right?
That yes, prediction. I said the Big Ten would be left out. And the Pac-12. Because I said that Auburn and Alabama would make the playoff. So I was one off. Obviously with Georgia, which it would have happened if Auburn could have gotten their lives together and defeated Georgia in the SEC championship, which did not happen. So anyway, I'm kind of proud of that one, to be fair. Now, that being said, my playoff was still deathly wrong.
Yeah, well, neither one of us had a good playoff.
I have your playoff written down. Yeah. You want to hear our playoffs? Yeah. Yeah. Are you sure? Are you? Can you handle this right now?
Yeah, because I feel like I still use some pretty good logic on it.
Okay. Deep breath. Embrace this.
Okay.
Your playoff was Ohio State. So close.
I know, really close.
Wisconsin.
I was right on Wisconsin. Here's what I thought. I thought Wisconsin would be unbeaten and maybe number one in the country. Maybe we just put the unbeaten team number one, didn't see anybody else going number one. And then Ohio State would have one loss and beat Wisconsin and win the Big Ten, and then they both get in.
You didn't account for the Ohio State lost to Iowa by
did not 50, think Ohio 5, State would get pounded in at Kinnick State, and honestly didn't think they'd lose to Baker.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had Ohio State, Wisconsin,
the Baker's dozen, yeah,
Alabama.
That was right,
and Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I still feel good about Oklahoma State.
Well, I don't worry. I was with you. My playoff was also atrocious in that I picked Alabama.
Way to go!
Yay.
Good job. That's your one.
Auburn,
right?
Close.
So close. Probably wouldn't have gotten both of them.
Southern California.
By the way, that was one thing I was right about. A lot of people were saying good stuff about Southern Cal.
You were right.
And I was like, this one of the two Southern Cal or Penn State is going to be a fraud.
Yeah.
Both of them. I don't think either one was a fraud, but not to the level of playoff.
Did you pick Southern Cal to win the Pac-12?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, because I
picked
did
Southern
too.
Cal to win the Pac-12 over Washington.
That was the one conference I got right.
I think I picked Washington.
Yeah,
because
I think
Cal
you were anti Southern Cal.
I was,
and then I also had Okie State in there too. You
Yikes.
Brainwashed me into that one. I'm blaming you.
I had Okie State winning the Big 12.
So did I.
I told you about that. And then in the SEC, I had Bama over Georgia.
In the SEC, my championship game was Auburn Georgia. Picked Auburn.
Oh, you know what I picked? You know what one of my bowl predictions was?
Oh, you remember?
That the champion of the SEC East would have fewer than 9 wins.
Oh.
That's what I said. Because I thought Georgia was going 8-4 and win in the East.
Yeah.
And you were like, but Quark, that's not bold enough.
Oh, that wasn't bold? I said that wasn't bold enough? Well, little did we know.
Like, I mean, I'll give you. You said something like, oh, I'll give you that one, because whatever my other one was also not bold enough. So you're like, well, that's your boldest one yet. So we'll give you that one.
First of all, uncanny impression of me. Second of all, I am so sorry that I hurt you this much.
You know.
Back in August.
It's okay.
I didn't know.
It's all right. You know what? It didn't affect my life, but
Are you sure, though? Because
this did rip open
the wounds. You're holding on to it for a little while here.
We did just rip open the wounds
okay.
a little bit.
All right.
We did. It's like talking to a therapist. It like reveals layers.
It's kind of what the show is, I guess.
Crude LED. Don't go there looking for therapy. Go there looking for great lighting. In fact, your employees, your workers may not need therapy because they're going to be happier because the lighting's better. We know that a well-lit work environment is happier. It's more productive. It's more efficient. It's safer. All that stuff. You can go with LED lighting right now for significant discounts. They're knocking off the front end, removing the only impediment to get LED lighting. I'm telling you, this is a way to go. KRUTLED.com is a website. All you got to do is prove you're a Duke Energy customer and you get the rebates. It's that simple. Visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B, or call them 864-401-8506. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds. More bold prediction recap when we return in just a moment.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team travels south to Sunrise, Florida for an exciting non-conference matchup with the Florida Gators in the Metro PCS Orange Bowl Basketball Classic. Pre-game begins at 4 p.m. with 4:30 tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Alcohol is legal. For most people 21 and up, getting drunk is legal, and some people think it's fun. But drunk driving is illegal. I'm Brian Ramey, Clemson class of 86. At my law firm, we sue drunk drivers. If you injure one of our clients while driving drunk, we'll sue you, and you won't have any fun. So have fun, but don't drink and drive. Questions? Call 300-00-00. For those of you who've never been to Clemson, 00 means 00.
Office on Highway 153 in Powdersville.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from the Vault. Well, the holiday season is upon us, and old school is in session at the Vault. We are well-stocked with top-quality, retro-style apparel with all the cool vintage logos for hundreds of college and pro teams. But please hurry down for the best selection. We are located at 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville, across from the Hyatt. Or shop us online at vaultretrosports.com. Happy holidays, and we thank you for your business.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
As a patient of the surgery center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the surgery center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson. And my family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The surgery center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges and good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license. And a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kellum.
Oh, mercy. Welcome back. Final segment of the program. Glad to have you with us. Kelly just made the statement, guys, I have a job where I cry laughing at least once every day. And that's real. What did you cry laughing about today? The Rick Pitino driving around the dark SUV?
I don't even know. I also, to be fair, like...
You did.
The rate at which the tears flow from laughter for me is alarmingly fast.
It's funny.
I think there might be something wrong with my tear ducts.
I'll be honest.
But... I cry laughing at?
I get a little offended when people say my laugh is fake.
It was something.
My laugh is not fake. I don't fake laugh on this show.
No, you don't.
It's real.
Kwok, honestly, towards the beginning of our tenure together as co-hosts, I thought sometimes you fake laughed a little bit. But now I don't think you fake laugh.
I just like to laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a laughing person. I enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Except when I'm yelling about Lamar. Sanders just showed me on his Snapchat story a clip of me ranting about Lamar in hour one. You should go listen. We had a great discussion on Lamar Jackson.
I'm glad you got to see yourself.
Where we both brought up race. We both said some interesting things about, like, it was
wow, race baiting.
It was full
clickbait.
It was
not in that way.
Not like that.
You
people.
Sounded though. I'm glad you heard yourself because you sounded like a Kwok version of Stephen A. Smith. That's how I rate you sounded.
And it was, that was just the short version. I know, because I did black out a little bit. Like, I did get a little lightheaded there. So, I know there was more, because that's all I remember.
Well, you haven't eaten much today.
That's true. I had like half a biscuit. Time for lunch.
Y'all, Kwok walks in with just one biscuit.
I ate one in the car.
It's just on a biscuits. Paper towel.
Yeah, I ate about half of this, so.
It's the saddest little
about
lunch.
About a biscuit and a half. One biscuit away from being on the show.
One biscuit away. You're darn right.
Yeah. Wow. I want to get back to the bold predictions here in just a second. People are just joining. People are asking about KJ Henry. Honestly, it was a story about KJ Henry's dad maybe getting hired by whoever he goes to. To me, it's much ado about nothing until something actually happens.
Google it. Find his quote.
Yeah.
Make your own judgment for yourself.
But
nothing has happened.
Right.
Technically.
This hour is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Thankfully, I'm not saying my predictions for the year brought to you by Omaha Steaks because those were not great, Kelly. Not great. Omaha Steaks gives you the best steak ever, the best meat products ever, and they're doing it for the holidays with you. 75% discount on a family gift pack. It's unbelievable. For $49.99, here's what you're getting, folks. All you got to do, go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code William in the search bar, hit up the family gift pack. Here's the deal. You get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages. By the way, there's 4 for free coming later. So you actually get 8 kielbasa sausages in the pack, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. All of that coming in the family gift pack. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code William in the search bar. Don't delay. Get the 75% savings. It's a gift guarantee to be a hit this holiday season from our friends at omahasteaks.com. You have 5 minutes left to get in on our bowl poll today, which we promoted horribly, and we did a terrible job. But we have 2 clear champions. If you would like your voice to be heard at 105.5 The Roar, quick like a bunny. 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left. 4 minutes left on one of them. Here are the questions. Poll number 3, which quarterback matchup are you most excited about in bowl games? It's going to be Sam Darnold, JT Barrett, but I'd like to see some more love for McKenzie Milton, Jared Stidham, which is my choice. Got 25%.
JT Barrett versus Sam Darnold makes
me
yawn.
JT Barrett has been at Ohio State longer than Baker Mayfield has been in college, which is basically the Reagan administration. Let's be honest. Good Lord. JT Barrett is balding by this point. This guy, Sam Darnold. We're going to have Sam Darnold fatigue next year if the guy comes back. Because it feels like he's been in college forever. But JT Barrett has been in college forever.
I'm sorry, you mean JT Barrett the 4th, right?
Yeah, the 4th. Okay. Yeah, you know why he's the 4th?
Because
the first 3 versions
year.
Were before him.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Different punchlines. That's awkward. Jake Browning, Trace McSorley, 12%. KJ Costello, Kenny Hill got 3%, which is 3% more than they deserve.
Why did we put them on there?
I can't wait to see Kenny Hill run the option and KJ Costello run play action from the I formation.
No, you mean KJ Costello hand the ball off to Bryce Love if he plays.
Oh, man. And then bowl poll number four, you have 3 minutes left on this one. Which coaching matchup are you most excited about? I said Justin Fuente, Mike Gundy. That's 48%. You said Mike Leach, Mark D'Antonio. That's 35%.
Could you ever find two more opposite humans?
Yeah, no.
That's fun.
That's a fun matchup. Well, they both know how to poke the bear.
They do.
Remember D'Antonio?
But Mark D'Antonio is very reserved, and he's a professional.
Well, sort of.
And Mike Leach is a loose cannon. Mike Leach is a loose cannon.
I'll buy the Leach is a loose cannon. If you just like smart people coaching, David Shaw, Gary Patterson got 11%. And then for the under 40 crowd, Matt Campbell and Mike Norvell.
Not getting much love.
6%. Yeah. But still more love than Costello, Kenny Hill, which is the most boring thing that we've ever put on a poll. More bowl polls tomorrow.
We apologize.
You want me to go over some of my hit and miss. You want to go through conference champions, and then I'll remind people win totals that I gave out. Not great this year. Not great.
I'm glad you're owning really up good. To it, though.
Not great. 2-4-2 and 8 I gave out. I was over 500 overall. But again, I gave out 8 picks based on payouts and how certain I was and all that. So, and then I've also got coaches fired.
We're going to get to the listener bold predictions tomorrow. We promise. Yes. We are literally going to make ourselves do it.
Sanders,
hold us to it. Okay.
He's like, I'm not holding my breath. Make sure we do it, guys.
Sandy.
Not holding my breath.
I got you.
Okay.
Do not worry. Do not fret.
All right. I gave my conference championship picks already. Wisconsin or Ohio State over Wisconsin. I gave. Washington over Southern Cal, I gave. That was wrong. And Alabama over Georgia, I gave. That was wrong.
Okie State was wrong.
And Washington. I think I had Oklahoma State over Oklahoma. I think I had Bedlam twice.
Was Washington wrong?
I did.
Did you pick Washington?
Yeah, I picked Washington. And
did
then
you pick
I
an
had,
ACC?
I had Clemson over Miami in ACC.
Did
Remember,
you really?
I changed from mid-July to mid-August.
Okay, so you went 2 of 5.
Yeah.
I went 1 of 5. The only one I got right, Southern Cal. Great.
You were all over the bandwagon.
I did have that SEC championship,
though.
Sam Perfect. I picked Penn State to win the Big Ten. That's a terrible pick.
You were not alone, though.
That's a terrible pick.
Because people were loving Barkley. And remember what I said about Penn State at the start of the year? It seemed like they did it all. Much like, some other team, USC. They did it all when their season was over. Nothing to lose, yep. 2 losses, out of the picture, lost to Pittsburgh, all that stuff. And they were like the best offense anybody had ever seen. It was going to be hard to do that with expectations. Because the reality is they never did it with any expectations except in the Rose Bowl against USC last year. That was it. USC, I thought, had a similar look to them this year until they fell out of favor, and then they all of a sudden, like the last month, they played better. One thing the Pac-12's got to do, they got to stop sending their teams on the road on Friday nights, the best teams.
Washington, Rutgers.
Stanford almost lost. Washington State. Like, these teams cannot go on the road. Oregon, they cannot go on the road Friday nights. They either almost lost or lost. All the contenders in the Pac-12, that killed them. And, of course, Clemson knows about going on the road on Friday nights. Clemson lost to Syracuse on the road on Friday night.
Wouldn't you argue, though, that the Pac-12 also needs to play somebody in the non-conference?
Yeah, although
Washington played Rutgers.
It's an interesting point, though, because they play non-conference games.
That's true. And SCS play Notre Dame. And Stanford
right.
S play Notre Dame.
Correct.
And that's a legitimate opponent.
Washington State play Boise. To me, that's a good headliner non-conference if you're there.
When you
it's
play non-conference
headliner.
Games, you're right. But for me, Washington, I mean, you want to be an elite program and you're playing at Rutgers? What are you doing?
Yeah, they did themselves no favors.
You can't do that.
So you went 1 for 5 conference champion. Did you get any division champions? Because I got a bunch of those right.
Miami, Southern Cal, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Auburn.
I think I got 6 of the 9. And I said it would be Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Big 12 championships. I got 1 of those 2.
I didn't put a Big 12 championship game, so I don't know what
didn't?
I was thinking there.
Oh, well.
I probably thought it'd be Okie State.
Probably it's weird because there's no division champions. It's just whoever the second best team is.
One
because I thought I had Oklahoma and I had Kansas State and Oklahoma tied.